KJAN Sports.
Time now for a look at sports on KJAN. Good morning, I'm Brett Johnson with KJAN Sports. This update brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
In high school baseball yesterday in Clinton, it was the Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association All-Star Series, and the small schools east of Iowa remained unbeaten in that tournament as the small schools east beat the small schools west by a score of 4-2. As they scored three runs in the bottom of the eighth inning to take the lead in that game. Winning pitcher was John Marshting of Davis County. Losing pitcher was Kendall Hazel of Sergeant Bluff Luton. In the large schools game, it was the large school east topping the large school west team by a score of 5-3. Winning pitcher was Jake Stoley of Linmar. Losing pitcher was Will Gormley of Fort Dodge. As the high school baseball All-Star Series continues in Clinton today with the four small school and large school teams around the state of Iowa. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. will go for his fourth straight win at Iowa Speedway in tonight's U.S. Cellular 250. He enters the race 13 points behind Nationwide Series leader Elliott Sadler and 12 points behind second-place Austin Dillon. Stenhouse says Friday that Iowa Speedway fits his driving style. He says his car seems to drive better the harder he takes it into the corners, and that strategy pays off on the 7/8 mile track. Sadler has three straight top five finishes at Iowa Speedway, including a runner-up finish to Stenhouse in May. Stenhouse is trying to become the first Nationwide driver since Kyle Busch to win four straight at the same track. Busch did it at Texas Motor Speedway between 2008 and 2010. Michael Annette says there would be no better place to win his first NASCAR Nationwide Series race than at Iowa Speedway. The track in Newton, Iowa, is about 30 miles northeast of his hometown of Des Moines, and Annette has been on the verge of a breakthrough for weeks. The 26-year-old goes into today's U.S. Cellular 250 on a career-best run. He came in sixth last week in Indianapolis and was in the top five in three of the four races prior to that. Annette is among three native Iowans in the Nationwide field this week. He's joined by Joey Gase of Cedar Rapids and Brett Moffitt of Grimes, who will make their first career starts. Annette has more than $3.6 million in career earnings. He's sixth in the point standings this year. Nebraska Cornhuskers quarterback Taylor Martinez has one goal for the 2012 season for the Cornhuskers: to win a national championship. That would be a giant step forward for Nebraska, which last placed for a national championship after the 2001 season, losing to Miami 37-14 in the 2002 Rose Bowl. Nebraska has not won a conference championship in the Big 12 or the Big 10 since 1999. The Huskers lost Big 12 championship games the last 2 years they were in that league. Picked as one of the favorites to play in last year's inaugural Big 10 championship, the Huskers finished 5-3 in the league. Martinez's national championship goal reflects new confidence from the junior quarterback. Senior Steele Jansen sophomore Jared Barnett are back in the battle for the starting quarterback job this fall after both started games last season for the Iowa State Cyclones. Jansen won the starting job for the number one spot last season and started seven games. He was named the Big 12 Offensive Player of the Week in the Cyclones' overtime win against the Iowa Hawkeyes, but he battled injuries and lost the starting job to Barnett. Jan says he's back to being healthy and he's ready to go for this fall.
It's been a great summer. Physically, I've never felt this good. I'm excited to see how that translates into camp. I'm just running around out there, and so I feel great. It's been a great summer. The coaches will attest to it. It's probably been the best summer they've had, and me too.
The junior college transfer tried to play through injuries last season and says he's not sure how being healthy will help his game.
We'll see how much better I am, I guess. But I do feel a lot more comfortable. And, last year was a lot of anticipation. I didn't really know how it was going to go. This year I'm comfortable with offense, and I'm really just excited to get out there again.
Jantz took over for Barnett in the Cyclones bowl game, and that set up a battle for the starting spot this fall. Jantz doesn't think it is easier to know you're the starter going into camp compared to fighting for one spot.
I mean, whether you're the starter or not the starter, you're still always competing, it is, whether you're another quarterback or another team. So, you know, whoever ends up starting, you're still getting ready for the next team and all the other quarterbacks you got to play, so it never really gets easier.
In Major League Baseball last night, rookie right-hander Joe Kelly broke a 3-start losing streak and drove in the go-ahead run to help the St. Louis Cardinals get a 9-3 victory over the Milwaukee Brewers on Friday night. Kelly allowed 3 earned runs and 10 hits over 5 2/3 innings. His last win was an 11-4 victory at Kansas City on June 22nd. He entered the game with the Cardinals with 7 straight quality starts but took the loss in his last 3 games. His first pitch RBI single to lead off a left Randy Wolf broke a 3-3 tie and capped a 4-1 outburst in the fourth inning. St. Louis managed just 2 hits in the first 3 innings off of Wolf, but scored 4 runs on 5 hits in the fourth inning to top the Brewers. Also, the St. Louis Cardinals have put first baseman Lance Berkman on the 15-day disabled list because of inflammation in his right knee. Outfielder Shane Robinson was recalled from Class AAA Memphis. He was in the starting lineup on Friday night against Milwaukee. Berkman went on the disabled list for the first time this season. He had surgery on his right knee in late May and said his knee is still not fully healed. Berkman is hitting .267 with 2 home runs and 7 RBI in 28 games. Also in Major League Baseball last night, Detroit beat Cleveland 10-2. The Yankees beat Seattle 6-3. Tampa shut out Baltimore 2-0. The Twins beat the Red Sox in 10 innings 6-5. The White Sox beat the Angels in extra innings 8-6. Texas beat Kansas City 5-3. And Oakland needed 15 innings to get past Toronto 5-4. In the first game of a doubleheader, Washington beat Miami 7-4, but the Marlins won the second game of the Nationals 5-2. Also, Arizona beat Philadelphia 4-2. Cincinnati beat Pittsburgh 3-0. Atlanta beat Houston by a score of 4-1. It was the Giants over the Rockies 16-4. San Diego over the New York Mets 3-1. And the LA Dodgers beat the Chicago Cubs by a score of 6-3. Well, there are some primetime events on tap today at the Olympics. In tennis, the gold medal in women's singles match is being played with Serena Williams facing Maria Sharapova. The men's doubles gold medal match is also being played today, with the Bryan brothers Mike and Bob going for gold against France's Joe Wilfred Tsonga and Michael Laudrup. At the Olympic Stadium, the women's 100-meter semifinals are on tap. The U.S. has Carmelita Jeter, Allison Felix, and Tiana Madison competing. In the men's long jump final, the U.S. is represented by Marquise Goodwin and Will Clay. Medals are also being awarded in the women's heptathlon, the men's 10,000-meter and the women's discus, and the men's 20-kilometer-meter race. One of the premier events of the Olympics gets going today with the preliminaries of the men's 100 meters. In swimming, Michael Phelps wraps up his final Olympics with a 400-meter medley relay. Medals will also be won in the women's 4x100-meter medley relay, the men's 1,500-meter freestyle, and the men's 50-meter free. The men's basketball team has a game with Lithuania. The women's 3-meter springboard semifinals are being staged in men's volleyball. The U.S. is playing Russia, and Misty May trainer and Kerry Walsh Jennings meet a team from the Netherlands in the women's beach volleyball quarterfinals. Also, American Jamie Lynn Gray has set an Olympic record in women's 50-meter. By 3-position qualifying, Gray's score of 5.92 was the top mark of 5.89 set at the 1996 Atlanta Games. The final event is later on today. That's a look at our sports news on KJAN, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Brett Johnson reporting for KJAN Sports.